This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. During his congressional testimony last week, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg was asked by Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal whether he thinks Facebook users should be able to get their hands on all the information the company and advertisers have on them. Here's what Zuckerberg said.
Senator, we have already a download your information tool that allows people to see and to take out all of the information that Facebook, that they've put into Facebook or that Facebook knows about them.
The key phrases there were all of the information and take out. Brian Chun is the lead consumer technology writer for the New York Times. He tried to do both of those things, see and take out information on his own Facebook page using that very tool that Zuckerberg was talking about. Brian, it's good to have you on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
When you started off on this exercise of getting your data, what did you think you would find?
Honestly, I didn't really think I was going to find anything at all. I barely ever use Facebook. I don't really post much. My profile is pretty sparse. So when I opened my file, I expected there to be nothing interesting in there, and I was unpleasantly surprised.
Give me a list of what was most unpleasantly surprising then, say the top three.
Probably the list of advertisers with my contact information. There was a list of about 500 companies I had never heard of, including one called Bad Dad, which sounds kind of dirty, but turns out they're a motorcycle company. The second thing that kind of bothered me was there was a list of friends I've deleted, which just seemed kind of oxymoronic to me because I thought I deleted them. And I guess the third thing was probably just that there's a history of advertisements I had clicked on. There was no way to purge that information.
There is some stuff data-wise that you can delete, right? But then there's some stuff you can't. Once you figure out what they have, you can go through and do some deleting, but you can't delete everything.
You can't delete everything, and if you can delete things, it's not very easy to figure out how to do that. It's simple enough to download your information, but once you see all the information, it's not like it's this user-friendly tool where you have like the X button for every single piece of data in there. You can't start just clearing things out. It's all kind of buried in there, so it's not simple at all.
The note I wrote to myself as I was reading your piece was Facebook never forgets. There, you can delete your account, and there's still going to be stuff.
Yeah, I mean, they say they delete your data off their servers after 90 days if you delete your account, but third-party applications, like in the case of Cambridge Analytica, they've already been collecting your information for many, many years. So once you delete Facebook, you've already lost the game.
Give me a sense of scale. How big was this data file that you got from Facebook?
The data file on Facebook was about 650 megabytes. That's the equivalent of about maybe 120 hours of digital music. It was nowhere near as big as Google. My Google file was about 8 gigabytes large,
wow.
So exponentially larger than the Facebook one. Facebook is really just the tip of the iceberg.
I was just going to say, do you think we're missing the forest for the trees here? And the greater order of magnitude of information that Google has on us than Facebook does?
I think there's an argument that can be made that there's probably a bigger story in Google, but they haven't been discovered to have been doing anything improperly or have been breached by a third party like Facebook has. So right now, understandably, Facebook is in the news. But I do think in the coming weeks and months, we're probably going to be taking a closer look at how exactly and why Google collects some information.
I was brought up short by the last line in your piece as I started thinking about maybe going to look for my own data. And you said, once you see the vast amount of data that has been collected about you, you won't be able to unsee it. I wonder if a lot of people are like, la, 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 fingers in my ears. I just don't want to know what they know about me.
Yeah, you know, I actually didn't really want to go through this exercise because I was assigned it, you know. And again, I thought it was going to be a pretty boring exercise. But once I saw all that stuff, it's kind of like, you know, Neo in the Matrix, once he gets shot and he reawakens, like he has a rebirth moment, right? And he sees all the green lines of code everywhere. That's kind of like how I feel about having seen my Facebook data. I can't unsee it anymore.
Wow. Brian Chun is the lead consumer technology writer at the New York Times. Brian, thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kai.